treacherous is an understatement. On some roads, I understand that some of your snowplow drivers are even having problems.
We're getting reports from the snowplow drivers who are out in the north towns during the middle of the night at when the snow was falling at the highest rate in the north towns, that the conditions were so bad that they're either having to pull over to the side of the road or drive no faster than 10 miles an hour because of the whiteout conditions. So we have had a travel advisory in place for all of Erie County throughout the night, and it will continue during the daylight hours, especially as this band shifts southward. And Erie County government, which normally starts opening at 7:30 in the morning, we have a delayed opening until 10:30 in the morning, and we'll reassess even if we push that further back or even close. But the snow band is moving, and areas that have not been hit so far are going to get hit in the next few hours, so we're just telling folks to exercise extreme caution.
You've imposed a travel advisory, not a travel ban. Give us your thinking on that.
Well, the problem with issuing a travel ban is it has to be enforced, and the only ones who can enforce it are the local police or the sheriffs, and if it's not snowing in an area, it makes it difficult to enforce a travel ban when it's not snowing. But we did know that this was a significant snowstorm, and it has had a negative impact where it's hit. So we've said all along, just because it's not snowing in your area does not mean that it's not dangerous conditions, because you may drive into the ban or you could drive into whiteouts from the very windy conditions that exist with the snow that's already on the ground. Normally, bans are issued by the municipalities, not the county, and I would only issue a ban for the county or portions of the county if it really got that bad, like we did during the most recent November winter storm Knife. This storm is not good. Some of the conditions are very treacherous, but at this point it didn't reach a level where we should have had a countywide or region-wide ban.
Tell us about coordination with some of the municipalities.
Well, our number one coordination has been with the state to keep track of what the state's been doing. Early on, they made a decision to close the thruway, the 219, the 400, and we felt it was important that that information get out to the public early. And so we've been in coordinating with the thruway and passing that information on to the local governments. The local governments always get worried when the thruway or some of these other major roads get closed, because then traffic is often diverted into more residential or town streets rather than the major thoroughfares that I described. So we've been coordinating that information and letting the municipalities know about it. And we've been getting information back from them. As we've said, during the overnight hours, conditions really weren't that bad south of the city of Buffalo. The south towns in the ski country that normally get the most snow hardly got any at night. It was just very windy. But the band's moving their way now, so we've been advising them to take as much precaution as they could at night to get ready for when the snow hits, and it's starting to do that now.
And finally, your thoughts on the thruway decision to close early as a precautionary measure.
Well, some people have criticized the thruway for closing early. I think they did the smart thing. We've seen in the past what happens when the thruway doesn't close and then the snow hits. The snow is falling at a rate of up to 3 inches per hour, and we do know that driving is treacherous, so it was better to not have people on the thruway or the 219 and the 400 in areas that pretty much are sometimes remote and very difficult to get to. It's much easier to get to somebody if they're stuck on transit road than if they're stuck somewhere in the middle of the 400 or the thruway. So I thought it was a wise decision, because it certainly eliminates the possibilities of people getting stuck driving off the road into a ditch and then us not being able to find them or get to them because the conditions are so bad. So I had no objection to it.
County Executive, thank you so much. We'll get this on the air, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you a little later.
Sounds good, Brian.